Okay, first of all, tell us what you're doing.
So what I'm in the process of doing is climbing the highest mountains of every continent, which is commonly known as the Seven Summits. And I've been climbed by 336 people around the world to date.
Why are you doing it?
I think, like many other things, it's there. I've had a chance to travel a lot in my life, and now I'm sort of craving for experiences that are a little bit out of the ordinary. And that's how I first got into mountain climbing, and it sort of evolved into a more deep passion for the sport. And you want to do everything for a reason, so the Seven Summits was a nice goal to pursue because it gets you to go to various corners of the world and see some pretty unique things.
And you have a couple more peaks to hit. What have you done so far?
So I've climbed 5 of the 7 mountains to date. Some of them easier mountains like Kilimanjaro in Africa, and the most recent ones, Vincent Massive on Antarctica, which was a pretty special trip, and Aconcagua in Argentina, which is the second highest of the 7 summits at about 7 kilometers high. So lots of interesting trips behind and a couple of interesting ones ahead.
So you've got Everest next.
Everest is going to be the next target, yeah. So end of March, heading to Mount Everest for a couple of months. And hopefully everything goes well on the mountain. Obviously very, very high, 8,850 meters, so it's a long trip. And then after Everest, I have one more trip, Denali in Alaska, which is the highest mountain in North America. And hopefully by the end of June, I'll be done with the project.
How do you train?
Well, you have to do a lot of training. So I try to mix my training. I spend a lot of time in the gym, lifting a little bit of weights, doing a little bit of running. Just ran the Dubai Marathon that was a good piece of training. And then I do a little bit more unusual things. So I spend a lot of time in the stairwell of my building, going up and down the stairs. So I've sort of recognized that what Dubai lacks in high mountains, it makes up for in high buildings. So you use the benefit of putting a heavy backpack on and you go up and down the stairs. And luckily, not many people use the stairs in Dubai, so I get very few looks from people going, "What the hell are you doing?"
What advice do you have for people who want to take on a feat like this?
I think the starting is, for many people, I would imagine, is the most important thing or most difficult thing. Is many people have dreams and never follow up on them. And for me, the dream was to climb the 7 summits, and I'm now, it seemed like a huge target at first, and now I'm 5 mountains into the 7 mountain goal, and it feels like it's almost there, close enough to grasp. And I think for most people, they just need to have the courage to say, actually, whatever I want to do, I should go ahead and pursue it, you know, rather than live to regret something later on in life. The starting is probably the most important thing.
So you think it doesn't matter about the training, because you can get to the training, you just have to set your mind to get
there. I think if you're willing to, you set yourself a goal, and if you have enough determination and passion for what you want to do, then everything else kind of falls into place. Of course, you need to train, but once you think about the goal, it's natural for you to say, okay, what do I need to do to prepare myself for the goal? But the key thing there is that you have to be determined and you have to have the passion for it. If you lack one of those things, you're not going to train enough, you're not going to be willing to go through the hardship on the mountain or whatever else you're pursuing to reach your goal.
Well, you come across as quite an upbeat guy. How do you maintain that? How do you maintain that when you're like, you know, 2,000 feet up and just thinking, oh my God?
I think part of the beauty is that when you're on a mountain, you're deprived of all the luxuries you have in Dubai. You know, nice sunshine, warm weather, nice showers, good food, etc. So you tend to be very happy when you're here. There is moments of not so happy moments on mountains when you're cold, tired, wet, etc., sleeping on top of rocks on a tent somewhere. So, you know, you need to motivate yourself. And I think many people think that climbing mountains is all about the physical challenge, but it's also a mental one. You spend a lot of times not talking to anybody, just walking, trekking, climbing. So the mental preparation is just as important as the physical one.